This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, what a day. It's the WIP afternoon show. They always keep it interesting, Ike. They always keep it interesting. Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, how you feeling, brother?
Brother Spike, like the great movie, I'm dazed and confused right now. But in Howie we trust. In Howie we trust, there has to be a plan. Jackie Baseball, don't get your hopes too high.
Yeah, right.
Pun intended.
Yeah,
pun
right.
Intended. Call it your boy.
Phil's stock is skyrocketing. Phil's stock is skyrocketing as we look towards the next closest team to winning a championship in this city, the Philadelphia Phillies.
Well, we have a big show today. Tuesdays with Elliot is coming up at 3 o'clock. We love that. We're going to introduce a new, as Ike has said in one of our meetings, the non-Eagle season is the time when I really dig in. So we have a new show feature coming up that we'll introduce at 4:30. Top 5 at 5 come in, Jackie Baseball Report as well. But, you know, are you worried now? Are you worried now? Are you worried now, Eagles Nation? Are you worried now? You were sitting around on the parkway, still celebrating the Super Bowl with this haze over your eyes, looking through your midnight green glasses. And I ask you, are you a little concerned now? Because I came on yesterday and I said, hey, I'm a little worried here because they're losing Josh Sweat and they're losing Milton Williams and they're losing Darius Slay and they lost Isaiah Rodgers. Are you a little worried? And everybody's like, no. No, I'm not worried. We have Jomo, we have Jalix Hunt, we have Keely Ringo, everything's fine. We're not worried at all. Spike, you're freaking out over nothing, yada, yada, yada. And about, 2 hours ago, something like that, 3 hours ago, it was announced that the Philadelphia Eagles are trading CJ GJ, who we all acknowledged as an important part of the defense. We all acknowledged brought toughness back to the defense. We all acknowledged was a leader, whether Darius Slay agreed or not. And we traded him for a backup guard to the Houston Texans. So 215-592.
Well, backup guard for now until Becton's not resigned.
Right. Well, we assume he'll back up Steen, right? Unless we trade him for a fifth round pick or something like that. So I ask you at 215-592-9494, are you concerned now? Are you concerned now? Because the signature part of this football team last year, I brought up yesterday, Ike, was the running game and the defense. We had a number one defense last year. And I count now 1, Milton Williams, 2, Josh Sweat, 3, Darius Slay, 4, CJ GJ. 4 of the 11 most important players on defense are gone. And if Slay was going to be gone, then Isaiah Rodgers would have been important too. Oh, yeah, by the way, we lost Oren Burks as well for $5 million or whatever. Who was a starting linebacker in the Super Bowl. I just like, are you concerned now, Ike? Because yesterday you weren't concerned at all. Are you concerned now?
Well, I'll tell you this. I'm a little more concerned today than I was yesterday.
Okay.
I am not pushing the panic button. Relax in there.
So are you really concerned, sort of concerned, or not concerned?
I'm sort of concerned.
Okay.
I am. I am. Listen, I'm not going to sit here and act as if losing these players doesn't mean anything. This is significant. Now, it puts pressure on these younger players that are going to be here. Well, first of all, it puts pressure on Howie to be right about moving on from certain players. And it puts pressure on him as to how do he replace those players. Now, whether he does it through free agency, the draft, trades, or the guys that are already on a roster that he has brought here. Secondly, it puts players on the guys that are here that who are seemingly penciled in. The Keely Ringos, nephew, Jeremiah Jr., Jalix Hunt, Sidney Brown, who I like. Mm-hmm. These guys are penciled in. I don't know if you could mark them down in ink as that they're going to be the starters. And maybe some of them are, but they still have to perform at a certain level if we're ultimately going to get back to where we all want to be, which is in the Super Bowl next year, defending this year's title. I'm not panicked just yet, but I'm also not going to sit here and tell you CJ, GJ, the loss of him does not matter. It does matter because not only was he productive on the field, he brought a certain attitude and personality and dog mentality to that defense that I thought was much needed. It was needed. We saw where his absence was missed and felt in 2023. And when he came back, they immediately play with a different sort of mentality on that side of the football. I get that. I get that. I don't think it's his production can't be replaced. His style of play, his impact, his infectious personality may be something that somebody else has to step up and fill that void. I look at all the players, and from just a production standpoint, I don't view any of the production that we're losing irreplaceable. I don't. The 8 sacks, Milton Williams, 5 sacks, 5.5 sacks, the tackles for losses, all of those things.
How many picks does CJ GJ have? 5, 6, something like that? I know he led the team.
3 maybe.
Well, he stole 6 of them from Quinion.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, he had 3 or 4 of them. And he's a good player, but I also say this. There are times he hurt you in coverage as well. Right? There were times he hurt you in coverage out there in man-to-man coverage on tight ends or what have you, where he would give up touchdowns. We watched the team play this year. There were times also where tackles were being missed that could be made. Right? So it's not like his play can't be replaced. To me, I think it's more of the personality and the attitude that he brought to the table, the confidence, the swagger that he brought to the table, that's going to be hard to replace. It's a reason why the right mixture of players can lead you to a championship. And all those guys' personalities and how they fit together contributes to the overall product. That's where he's going to be mostly missed, in my opinion. CJ, GJ.
And the other thing that I think should raise your level of concern is if they were just waiting it out to sign somebody big, or that the other thing that I think we should just all have on our radar is the salary cap is real. Mm-hmm. It's real. We've existed in this world where we think Howie, I know Elliot says that Howie can just do some magic or something, but it is becoming apparent that it's real, yeah. And it's real this year. Mm-hmm. And Joe Banner said it yesterday when he said that this their salary cap situation is more precarious this year than it's been in a long time, and they held on to the one guy that they really wanted.
Yep.
And that's Zach Bond. And the other thing that I'll bring up here, and we haven't even brought up his name, is this makes the Mekhi Becton thing, based on who they traded for, not that guy will be the starter, but if that guy will be the depth and Steen will be the starter, it makes it look like they are preparing to lose Mekhi Becton as well.
Yeah.
And I didn't hear anybody say, as long as we just keep Bond. It was Bond and Becton, and we assumed that, that Josh Sweat and Milton Williams would go.
Raise my hand to that.
Right. Yeah. You were one of them.
Yeah. Becton, if they were to lose Becton, I think that's a real loss. I do. And I know you can't. I know it's difficult to pay every offensive lineman double-digit millions of dollars. I get that. But there was part of me hoping that somehow, the market would sort of dictate that this could be a short-term deal for a reasonable price and he'd still be here. And he's not gone yet, but it certainly feels like he's not going to be here. So that certainly is a question mark, regardless of if it's this kid they just traded for out of Houston or if it's Tyler Steen. You know, there's question marks there with Steen. And you know why there are question marks there with Steen? They just traded for another offensive lineman.
Right.
So they're letting you know that it isn't a lock that Steen would be the starting guard there.
And Steen lost the battle last year, too.
Yeah, it's a back end.
For what it's worth.
Yeah,
he lost the battle last year.
So there's question marks there. I get that. I totally get that. And that's one of those situations where you're going to have to hope the sum of the parts are better than the individual players, meaning whomever steps in there at the right guard position. There are four Pro Bowl caliber players there, one Hall of Fame caliber player at right tackle, that they should be okay as a unit to get that one position through. That's why I'm not as concerned when it comes to the O-lineman. The guard position is, for lack of a better way of putting it, it's the least important of the all five positions.
As long as the guys around the guard are good.
Yes, as long as the center is good and the two tackles are good, you can get by with a guard.
I think the
no offense to Landon Dickerson.
All right, 215-592-9494.
He's an all pro guard.
Are you starting to get concerned about where the Eagles are heading in free agency? And a little bit. And here's the last thing on this is, I think you can look at each one of these individual things like you just did with Becton and go like, yeah, we can be fine there. Mm-hmm. We can be fine there. It's in totality.
Well, the defense is harder to do than that O-line.
Yeah,
that's harder.
And I'm saying I could say, look, Milton Williams got paid a lot of money. Look, Josh Sweat got paid a lot of money. Look, Darius Slay is 34. Look, CJ, GJ, whatever. But it's in totality that all of it starts to sort of like weigh on you. And say, like, well, wait a minute. They're only 22 starters. And like, this is a very high percentage of those 22 starters.
Sure.
All right, we do have a next question today because we do want to have some fun while we're sounding the alarm. On this day in 1989, the great Cops made its debut. And this was Marx's favorite show, right? Didn't Marx love Cops?
DVR'd.
DVR'd Cops?
Oh, yeah. We'd watch, marathons of this. And I don't want to give another show away. So
okay.
It was
all right.
Cops, yeah.
So for next question today, we'll get your sports point, but we also want to know, what is your favorite reality show? Jack, you want to start us off? What's your number one reality show?
Well, given I still can't wrap my mind around John Cena turning heel, I'll say WWE.
It's not a reality
show. It's not a reality show.
Scripted.
What is wrong with you?
Same thing.
No, it's actually the opposite of what a reality show is. I appreciate you not giving one away.
Yeah.
But it's scripted.
Do you realize that? Exactly. Do you realize? Yes. Scripted is not reality TV.
He turned heel.
Right.
I don't know if you recognize that or not.
Mike, do you want to give us one? Because Jack just wanted to use the opportunity to take a shot at wrestling fans.
So instead of, there's so many reality TV shows that I love. I'm a reality TV guy. Going back in the days of the beginning of it.
Yep.
I remember the first reality TV
yep.
show. But I'm more of the modern day age reality TV show
okay.
as well. So can I give a, I'm going to give a franchise.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Because it's different cities, but it's the same franchise.
Okay.
I got to go Love and Hip Hop.
Ah, I never watched that.
Oh, man, Love and Hip Hop. You got Love and Hip Hop, Atlanta, New York, Miami. They used to have Hollywood.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Love and Hip Hop, what
so
happens?
It's based around hip hop culture.
Okay.
Rap, R&B, all
and
that type
And they follow
of thing.
Like 10 people around?
Yeah,
is that how it works?
There's a lot of relationship stuff going on and, not a lot of music getting made, but it's supposed to be music getting made.
Okay.
So, yeah, come on, man. Get in.
So I'm going to go.
Loving hip hop.
I'm going to go with one of the OGs, but instead of giving the franchise, I'm going to give the one season that I like the best.
Okay.
I'm going to go Real World San Francisco. Now, Real World San Francisco is the one with Puck. And had Pedro. You don't remember Pedro got mad because Puck ate his peanut butter with his fingers. He got mad.
Right.
Like, there are so many good fights in Real World San Francisco. I think San Francisco was the third year of the Real World.
The original.
New York.
Yes.
Yes.
That one was great. Yeah, that's the one I remember.
That was great as well. My favorite reality show season of all time, though, and if somebody else wants to pick a different Real World, that's fine. Mine is Real World San Francisco. All right, 215-592-9494. Now that legal tampering has started and the Eagles have lost 20% of their starters and not really replaced any of them, are you starting to get a little concerned? I know nobody was concerned yesterday, but losing CJ, GJ, it's got to hurt a little bit. 215-592-9494. Our leadoff hitter is always Corey in Columbus. You're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
What's up? Hey, man, I'm trying to get back in with the deli.
Are you eating right now? Hold on.
Yeah. First of all, don't come on the radio eating.
Yeah, come on.
I apologize. I came on a little bit too quick. I thought I didn't hear Jack give his thing, so I had a little...
Ooh, boy.
You know, I try to get back in the delegation with his, you know, love and hip-hop answer. I respect it, you know. Good job, Ike.
He's always pandering now.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I can't win from losing. Now I'm pandering, and so if I don't say anything, then the delegation is mad.
You're the Bryce Harper of the delegation.
Yeah, I mean, my goodness.
Yeah.
All right, but yeah, so CJ, GJ, obviously that was a shockwave. That, like, I mean, everybody on the team, I mean, I don't know a guy that don't, like, or I should say a person that don't love CJ. But let me
talk about
the Mekhi Becton situation. So they saw that contract that the Vikings gave, what's his name, Will Fries, that 4 for $88 million, and how he was like, yeah, Mekhi ain't going to be able to do that, brother. I'm sorry. And then, you know, he had to pivot. But, you know, Ike last week was ready to battle me, you know, in a battle royal about Mekhi Becton.
Oh, but Mekhi Becton hasn't signed anywhere yet.
What I'm saying is the dude that just signed in Minnesota just signed a 4-year, $88 million deal, and Mekhi Becton had a way better season than he had last year. Now,
but then why hasn't he signed?
Maybe I don't know. Well, I'm just talking about. I mean, you know, maybe because nobody want to sign him today.
That's,
you know,
okay. Like, so then the point is that he maybe have overvalued himself, and the price may not be as high as he thinks.
Corey, are you concerned or not?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Why would I be concerned in March? First of all, why would I be concerned with a guy who won me 2 championships? I've seen this dude do it. Like, I'm just going to sit back. When he told us this was going
to
happen.
And what has he done the year after he's gone to championships, Corey? What happened the year after they won the Super Bowl in 17?
The year after we went to the first championship, our quarterback broke his back. We had to put the backup in. And then we went to the championship, the divisional round, and Alshon dropped it. Okay.
They were 4-8.
Huh?
They were 4-8 until Foles came in there, man.
I don't care about that. What was the end result?
With the end result was a disappointing season. And what happened after they went to the Super Bowl in 22? There was a disappointing season the next year.
Hold on. They were 11-1, and the team fell apart. So let me ask you this. If a team is 11-1, and a team is in a divisional round,
I think they were 10-1.
And a guy dropped it,
yeah,
right? Is that on the general manager, or is that on the coach?
Look, it can't be the general manager when they win and not the general manager when they lose.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
What do you mean it can't be the general manager? If I put the ingredients on the plate and the guy cooking the meal don't make it good, that ain't my fault. That's not his fault.
Maybe the ingredients weren't as good as you thought they were. And by the way, Carson Wentz breaking his back, the team stunk before he started. The team actually ended up better after Carson Wentz left that year.
That's what happened, and I told you. That's what happened. So now I'm looking at this year. This guy that we picked up was a pick just like Mekhi Becton. Mekhi Becton was the 11th pick in the draft. This dude was, what, the 14th pick? You put him in Stoutland, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what Stoutland can do with this guy. I'm not going to sit here and try to act like poo-poo the deal, because when we got Mekhi Becton, Mekhi Becton wasn't even supposed to be the starter. The only reason why he started was because Tyler Steen rolled his ankle and they missed 3 weeks. So all I'm saying is we'll see what we'll do. Now on the defense side of the ball, there's still guys out there. See, we not used to this. Howie Roseman has been drafting well, so now we have to pay people that we draft. This hasn't been the case. Before, we always been a free agency team. We wasn't good in the draft. So a lot of our draft picks, we let leave. We don't ever sign them. Now we drafting well, so you got to sign these favorite people. This ain't something that we used to. You know what I'm saying? This is a different era for us. And I just got to say, we got to sit back. We don't play a game till September. I'm going to trust the guy now. When it gets to September, if we look bad, I'm going to criticize him. But how am I going to criticize him before the final result?
Because that's what we do. I mean, you would compliment him if he did. Did you compliment him when he signed Saquon Barkley, or did you say, "Hey, let's wait until September"? Did you compliment him when?
When
he traded for AJ Brown, did you compliment him then, or did you say, "Let's wait until we see AJ Brown"?
When we sign these guys, we know this. I'm always positive on the Eagles. Were you confident when they signed Saquon Barkley? Let me tell me what you was. Were you confident?
I said Saquon Barkley is a good player, and if he stays healthy, it'll be good.
You said they was going to be good. You said they were going to win 9 games.
I said they were going to win 10 games. And Corey, see, this is BS from you. Because, you're always positive, then you don't have real opinions. And then when they're bad, you're just going to blame somebody else. Do you have an opinion or do you not have an opinion? That's the question.
I'm not worried. I'm right way more than you. What are you talking about? Look at my record.
Your record, all you do is say they'll be good. What did you say they would do in 23? What did you say they would do in 23, Corey? What did you say they would do in 23? When they fell apart, what did you say they were going to do before the season?
Did they not be good?
They weren't good in 23, Corey. They collapsed.
A team that's 10-1 is not good.
Oh, boy, if you end the season after 11 games, they're good. What did you say?
So you just told me,
Corey,
that they weren't good.
Corey,
so you just told me that they weren't good in 2018 when
Corey,
they lost in the divisional
Corey,
round.
Corey, last question. What did you say the team was going to do before the 23 season? What was your record that time?
Title game.
Oh, and did they reach the title game or did they get blown out in the wild card round?
They lost in the wild card round.
Okay, all right, so you were wrong. So your record's not pristine.
You're right, but see, this is the difference between me and you. I accept when I'm wrong. You never do that.
Yes, I do.
You were wrong last year, and you change your opinion every week.
No, because I have new information when watching it. Anyone can just go in and say everything's going to be good all the time. Congratulations. You get the crown. You're right. You're Mr. Positive. You get the Mr. Positive t-shirt. But I'm going to be honest and realistic while you're Mr. Positive. It's cool.
Like you on the Sixers. Yep. Somebody got
to. Oh, yeah. I'm super positive on the Sixers.
Now, how can you be positive right now? It's impossible. I mean, damn.
It has nothing. None of this has anything to do with the Sixers, Corey.
I'm just talking about you and you being positive.
I'm not positive now.
That's all I'm doing.
All right. What's your favorite reality TV show, Mr. Positive? Yes. Oh, you can't handle it.
Look, I can't handle it. What do you know? You mad?
No. What's your favorite reality TV show, Corey?
I could go for another 20 minutes, but I know you got
the
call.
You changed the topic going to the Sixers. So I'm just asking for your reality TV show.
You said I'm always positive, and I said
You're always positive. You said it.
I know. I said that, and I said just like you with the Sixers.
But that's not true.
Okay. I said I always got a positive outcome with the Eagles because 9 times out of 10 is usually positive. Tell me the last – okay, they had a bad season because they went 11-6 – and they lost in wild card round. I was wrong about that.
Okay. There you go.
But let's when's the last time the Eagles was just flat out terrible? The COVID year?
But what does that have to do with anything, Corey? What does that have to do with anything?
I'm just letting you know 9 times out of 10, this dude get it right. He won 2.
That's not true.
Name the last GM that's won 2 championships for the Eagles. Not the Eagles. Any sport in Philadelphia.
Okay, Corey. Okay. All right. Do you want to go through all his draft picks and all his coach hires and see if they're all positive?
I'm not saying that, bro. Okay. All right. I literally just told you things change. You just said you got new information, change things. That's all I'm telling you. All I'm saying is when it comes to September, if the team is bad, I'm criticizing. I'm not going to criticize him 2 days in a free agency.
Okay. All right. What is the most positive reality show?
The most positive?
Yeah.
I don't know what you mean by most positive. I thought you said what's my favorite. I said Kardashians.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear you say Kardashian.
Oh, my bad. Yeah, man. Hey, Kardashian's got some positivity. You know, I don't watch the stuff, but y'all know what I mean.
Right.
I sound like Yoshi.
Yeah, you do sound like Yoshi.
You sound like Yoshi. All right, Corey.
All right, see. He came in hot today.
Well, he wasn't even committing to anything.
No. He came in shooting at me. He's shooting at you.
Yeah.
You know.
Like, come on, man.
Yeah, big day.
Big day.
Yeah. So it is. So today's the anniversary for the Eagles of two separate things. One very, very positive, which we'll get to later in the show. One not so positive that happened 12 years ago. We will celebrate the anniversary of that not so positive thing that happened 12 years ago. Coming up next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a WIP afternoon show, like Spike and Fritz. I approve of you using this song regularly. I think you should start it at the chorus, though.
I'm always a build-ups man.
It feels like it's coming in the middle of something, though.
All right.
That's just my musical opinion.
No, I know.
Maybe like ask Tommy up, down though. The shore. Yeah. Ask Tommy down the shore where the right spot is.
Is he an Allison Chainsman?
The real one. Mootloo. Ask Mootloo. Because he's a real music
guy.
Hold on.
Tommy down the shore is real.
His friend, Mootloo.
Thank you.
Yeah, all right.
Please lock in there.
Sorry, I'm
there's some fluster from the first segment, but...
I am. Well, Corey, every once in a while, Corey needs to be, you know, called on the carpet. He comes in, does his own show for a minute. I needed to bring him back to our show. Can't just come in and fire on all the hosts and not get any back. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers are jewelers, not just jewelry resellers. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. All right.
And he's firing blanks. The whole Becton thing, until Becton signs somewhere else for X amount of dollars, how can you say the Eagles...
Yeah,
I'm right. Bringing him back,
right?
Like, until he signs somewhere.
Well, he's
else.
Just going to say nothing matters anyway until the Eagles play,
and they got Michael Jordan under center.
Yeah, then maybe he should be a 5 o'clock caller.
He may be onto something with the Michael Jordan thing.
No, I
know. They were seen together.
The most I'll go with is Derek Jeter.
For who?
Okay,
for Jalen.
Oh, come on.
All right,
Jeter.
I'll take Jeter.
Mostly overrated. Carried to a lot of titles.
Winner,
but a winner.
A winner. But also put Hall of...
And Draymond.
Put up Hall of Fame stats.
Draymond's my other comp.
But Derek Jeter put up Hall of Fame stats.
Yeah.
Too. Yeah. 3,000
3,000 plus hits. I know.
Yeah. You can say he's overrated, but he's still...
A Hall of Famer.
He's still
player.
A Hall of Famer.
Yeah, he's still Mr. Yankee.
If he doesn't win any World Series, he's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah. But if he's a Royal, he's not Derek Jeter.
But I agree with that.
That's he fair. Is Derek
but
Jeter.
He is no,
he's got 3,000 hits.
Listen, we can play the if and or but game all you want. I'm trying to give you. I'm trying to be positive for a second. Now we'll see if he's
positive.
Cheats.
You're just knocking down
yeah.
Derek Jeter.
No, you're ripping Derek Jeter.
Derek Jeter's
the
a
captain.
Fraud, man.
The captain.
You want the DRS stats on Derek Jeter?
We're A-Rod, man. We're anti-Jeter.
First off, Cano is better than Jeter. Bernie Williams is better than Jeter.
Cano is a cheater.
Okay.
Yeah. Cano is not better than Jeter. Cano had what? 4 good years?
He's unbelievable.
Yeah.
At least still the second baseman of the generation. Don't ever get it.
So complimenting Jeter, is that somehow slagging Utley in some way?
Nah, well, Utley's kind of like the Jeter of Philadelphia, but actually great. I got this all worked out in my head. Don't you worry.
Like
Bernie Williams was the best player in those teams. Everyone knows that.
Okay.
A-Rod's better than Jeter.
Okay.
Yeah.
That I do agree with.
All right. By the way, like the Twitter question.
Dude has got to get baseball in here somehow, man.
What's your worry level with the Eagles offseason? Very worried, not worried, or don't care they won the Super Bowl? Those are the three options that Jack has provided.
Well, I would say those bottom two are probably getting the most votes. I would say not worried.
Not getting the most votes. You want to give a percentage on that?
It's four choices?
Three choices.
I'll go 44%.
50% say not worried.
Okay.
24% say very worried.
Oh.
And 26%, the Corey faction, don't care they won the Super Bowl. Or the Yoshi faction.
Yeah.
I care. I think there's a difference between benefit of the doubt and I don't care they won the Super Bowl, because you're going to care in September.
Yeah, you're going to care. You're just still in the whole glow of the Super Bowl right now. I'm not concerned yet or worried, but my antennas are raised.
And just to raise the concern a little bit, which is not what I'm trying to do. I'm just trying to give an accurate picture, is the cap thing. That tweet from Joe Banner has stuck in my brain.
Sure.
Has stuck in my brain.
Well, he's a capologist.
He's a capologist, and he's saying the cap situation is more precarious than it's been in years. Then I think this is probably an offseason where we're not going to see Howie Magic from a cap standpoint.
Right.
I'm sure there will be the Lane Johnson restructure to give him a couple million here or
just
something like that.
Breathing room. Yeah,
breathing room. But speaking of Twitter, by the way, before we get back to the phones, Darius Slay retweeted the following tweet, Ike. CJGJ did all of that and confirmed that Slay was right. No way the Eagles would have traded away their, quote, secondary leader. And that is what Darius Slay retweeted.
And then unretweeted.
Oh, he did?
Yes.
Well, he didn't realize that everybody saw it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Who could forget?
Yes.
Well, obviously he did that without thinking. Yes.
Yeah. This guy.
He's the best. Bring him back.
All right.
What it shows you that is there's something there between those two.
Sure, yes.
And nothing else.
As much as we you know, AJ was saying that we're making it up.
Yeah, there's clearly something there.
There's something between those two. 215-592-9494. Ken and Cinnaminson, you're on WIP. What's up, Ken?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you today?
What's up, Ken?
What up, Ken?
Another notable anniversary that has been mentioned today. On this day in 1947, the Philadelphia Phillies played their first spring training game in Clearwater, Florida.
Wow. That's a good one. Why didn't Jack have that?
Jackie Baseball didn't know that.
I'm a fraud.
Who'd they play, Ken? Did they win?
The Detroit Tigers, and they lost 13-1.
Okay.
Boom.
Sounds about right. Yep.
And then 10 years later, they became the last team in the National League to have a member of the delegation on the team. So,
oh, there you go.
Right on
this
time.
Date.
Okay. So, I don't know the exact date of that.
No, okay. Yeah.
I am not. I'm just not worried. Look, I know Spike. You're talking about the Super Bowl haze, and you know before this period, before legal tampering, before all this started, the Super Bowl haze, by definition, according to you and the other people that think we're all still on our Super Bowl haze, was running it back, and now the Eagles aren't running it back, and because we're okay with the fact that they're not running it back. We're in the Super Bowl haze. You're either in the Super Bowl haze if you want to run it back, or you're in the Super Bowl haze if you don't want to.
Well,
run
no,
it
no,
back.
No. What the Super Bowl haze does is it doesn't prevent you from seeing. It prevents you from thinking. And what it does is it makes you say that whatever happens is the right thing. So here's where I see like the Super Bowl haze. Right. The Super Bowl haze is we got to bring everybody back. Milton Williams is an upcoming star. You know, Mekhi Becton is. We found our tackle of the future, blah, blah, blah. And then as soon as CJGJ was the leader of the secondary, brought toughness. And then as soon as those guys are gone, Josh Sweat actually wasn't that good. We'll see if Milton Williams can do it if he's playing more snaps. Mekhi Becton, anyone who can play in Stoutland's. That's what I mean about the Super Bowl haze is that not that you are locked in on one thing. It is more that whatever thing that happens must be the right thing because it's the thing that they did.
So let me hit these real quick in no particular order. First of all, the toughness on the defense, you got Jalen Carter out there slapping people in the face on a regular basis. I think we're okay from that perspective.
Okay.
It's important to remember that the core of the Super Bowl winning team is under contract. The core of the team that won the Super Bowl is under contract, okay? Today, even after the C.J. Gardner-Johnson trade, which I'm not C.J. G.J.'s biggest fan for a lot of reasons, one of which is nobody ever taught him how to wrap his arms around somebody when he tackled him. But
he's a good tackler, though. I mean, but he lays the wood.
Well, he hits. He doesn't tackle. He hits. So that's different. And Ike will explain that to you, Jack.
Yes.
The core of the Super Bowl winning team is still under contract. The guys that have left, even with the guys that have departed, including the trade today, you look at any roster in the NFL right now, especially the NFC, since you have to win the NFC to get back to the Super Bowl, the Eagles still have the best roster in the NFC. And this is, as Howie told us at the very beginning of this process, when he warned us all, be patient, because he saw what was on the blackboard there.
He definitely knew. Yeah, he definitely knew this was possible.
This is the beginning of the offseason. This is the beginning of reconstituting a Super Bowl team into another team that's capable of winning a Super Bowl. And the guys that have left, they're all good players, but, I mean, let's be real. Josh Sweat, because Josh Sweat had one sack in the last six games of the year.
There we go.
Had no sacks in the postseason until the Super Bowl, and then was nearly the MVP of the Super Bowl because he had 2.5 sacks against a guard playing tackle who has since been cut.
You're doing what I said.
No, I'm not minimizing that what he did. He had 2.5 sacks, and it helped him win the game. But go back and watch Joe Tooney get pushed around that game by everybody he was blocking. Jalen Hurts slapped him around like he was a plastic doll. I mean, this is part of – so none of these guys are even in the top 15 of the Eagles roster in terms of the 15 best players on the team. None of those guys were even in the top 15. Not even Milton Williams, who in the last 3 days has somehow become the second coming of Aaron Donald. You know, a guy played 42% of the snaps. Go look at his run grade, okay? Everybody knows
that
it
is.
Password.
Yeah.
But go look at his run grade. He's like 133rd, I think, amongst defensive tackles in the NFL, amongst interior linemen in the NFL. Mm. That is not irreplaceable. Mm-hmm. He's a good player, but he's a good player who was made better by playing next to a guy who makes everybody who plays next to him better, because you have to account for Jalen Carter with half of your offensive line and part of your backfield sometimes. So the point is that, yeah, I mean, it would be great if there was no salary cap and you could pay everybody as much money as you want to pay him to have everybody on your team. But you have to make decisions that are best for now and for the future. And the future is next year when Jalen Carter is eligible for an extension and Nolan Smith is eligible for an extension. And, you know, I have no problem with asking these young guys to step in and play. I want to see what Sidney Brown can do. And I have been waiting for Sidney Brown to get C.J. Gardner-Johnson off the field since C.J. Gardner-Johnson got back here. Unfortunately, Sidney Brown was hurt. So, you know, it's not like the sky is not falling. The Eagles still have the best roster in the NFC.
Well, let me ask you this, Ken, because it really boils down to this. It's the defense. Like, the offense is pretty much intact. Even if they were to lose Mekhi Becton, and let's say somehow Dallas Goedert is in here, there are still enough players offensively there and at key positions that they shouldn't lose a whole lot there offensively. Now, defensively is where all the questions are going to come from. So I know how you feel about Sidney. We're in the same boat there. I'm with you on Sidney. Can't wait to see him sort of get his first real shot at becoming a starter. But the cornerback position, who's playing opposite of Quinyon Mitchell, you know, Kelee Ringo, a lot of people want to see him. You know, they got to bring somebody in there to compete with him. And then on the D-line, we do need to add depth there on the D-line, right? You would agree with that. Like, we do need to add some depth there on the D-line.
If you're going to add depth on the D-line through the draft, this is the draft.
Well, they're going to do it. Yeah, they're going to do it through the draft.
And what I'm going to say is, which, you know, it's going to sound revolutionary and almost, you know, beyond comprehension. I'm going to trust that they all know more about what they have in the building than I know what they have in the building. And that if Vic Fangio is saying, I can get out of Mauro Ijoma what we got out of Milton Williams, then I'm going to take Vic Fangio's word for it. And if he's saying I can get starting level outside corner play out of Kelee Ringo, I'm going to take Vic Fangio's word for it. And I'm just going to trust that they know what they have in the building and they know how to prioritize what it is they're prioritizing, which so far has clearly been Zach Bond has to be here no matter what.
I actually think that's the one Vic Fangio card that's been played.
Yes.
The other ones are Howie Roseman cards.
Yeah, the only thing I'd say...
these are price-cutting cards.
I don't think anything that you're saying is crazy, Ken, but what I would say is just because they make the... We can all say, yes, they know more than we do. But that is true with every football team, every basketball team, every baseball team. They all know more than we do, and they all make mistakes. The brain trust that knows more than we do gave more guaranteed money to Bryce Huff than they gave to any free agent last year. You know what I mean? Like the brain trust, by the way, that signed Zach Bond, God bless them, had no idea that Zach Bond was this good. So for sure, they know more than we do, but it also doesn't make their decisions infallible. And that is that would be my only point to what you're saying, is that I don't just concede that what they do, sure, they have more knowledge about it than I do, absolutely, but it also doesn't make what they do right.
Well, I'm not saying they're infallible, but, you know, at this point in time, I'd much rather be an Eagles fan than be a Jets fan or a Browns fan.
Well, sure.
You know, they might not know more about what they're doing than we do. So, you know, it's I think perspective is important. They are still the best roster in the NFC as constituted right now. And you know, the core of a Super Bowl winning team is still under contract and under 30 years old for the most part. So that's, I think, you know, let's pump the brakes a little bit before we hit the panic button.
Ken, why don't you give us a reality show?
Well, I don't watch a lot of reality television.
Okay.
Honestly, those two words don't go together in a sentence. But the one that I did watch that was pretty good was 60 Days In.
Never heard of it.
60 Days In.
60 Days In.
Locked Up? Is that like a Locked Up?
What was this, like another 60s show? 70s show?
No, 60 Days In is like 60 days in jail.
Normal people sign up to go to get locked up for 60 days in a county jail.
Oh, wow.
And they're treated as prisoners. And,
yeah.
And they document it.
Well, that's
pretty good.
Was it on? What? That sounds like a true TV show or A&E.
Yeah, what
or
network
something
is
like
that on?
Yeah, I think it was on A&E.
Okay.
The one guy that did it was a former Marine, and he got so into what he was doing that by the time his 60 days were up, he was running the pod. I mean,
that sounds like a cool show.
Well, concept is cool.
Yeah.
I do remember watching some of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, these guys that sign up to go to jail for 60 days, and you're basically in there as undercover.
Oh, so the other people
the
in
inmates
jail.
Don't know that they just think you're a regular inmate. So there have been times where guys have got caught up in the
life.
You know, yeah. No, your snacks on my bed. Put your snacks on my bed. Yeah. You don't know what that means, Jackson.
No, I'm just
again. Or if you come in your pod and somebody has put snacks on your bed.
That actually, there's so much funny about that sentence.
Yeah.
I'm just going to leave that leave that be.
Well, because there's a jail lingo there.
Yeah. I can tell you two people who would not do well in 60 Days In, and you're looking at them right now. Me and Fritzy Boy over there.
Are they real snacks or is that a term?
No, it's real snacks.
Oh, okay.
Well, listen, commissary is a big thing in jail. So
yeah.
That's... So somebody, never mind.
I go in. I get along well.
Oh yeah, I'm sure. Well, you would immediately.
Believe me, you would get along real fast.
Yes.
Yeah, because you're not going to put up any resistance.
They always say there's two ways to go to establish yourself in prison. Jack would go the second way.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. You're going along with everything. Anything somebody says.
Yeah.
It's a great idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Believe me, that sounds okay on this side.
Yeah, I'm sure it does.
That's not okay on the other side.
Uh-uh.
One thing that Ken said there that is important to remember,
He's
like, yeah, you know, I'd rather be in the Eagles position than the Browns position. We may be smarter than the Browns who traded for Deshaun Watson. And there was another team who was interested in Deshaun Watson who we might be a little closer to.
Yeah.
We might have dodged a bullet or all of a sudden then we're the dumb team,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's the moves you don't make.
It is, definitely.
215-592-9494. How concerned are you now that the Eagles have traded C.J. Gardner-Johnson and lost so much of their starting defense? I mean, if you consider Milton Williams a starter, that's 4 of 11 on the...
Well, I mean, he was good enough to be the number one, $100-some million.
Yeah.
But he was not a starter.
Not officially a starter, no. Chad in Downingtown, you're on WIP. What's up, Chad?
What's up, guys? Yeah, I'm not too concerned, so let's get Jack going early with the Ike juice.
They must have been drinking that Ike juice. Ike juice, Ike juice.
All right, so, Mike, what I'm going to go with here is I think it took you till week 13 to buy in last year or this past year.
Are you talking to me?
And I'm talking to Spike. I just wanted to get Jack going with, I just wanted to get you going.
Okay. All
right. So Spike, I think it took you till like week 13 to get really into the team this past year. And
you mean believing in them?
Correct me if I'm wrong.
You mean believing in them?
That. Correct. Yeah.
I think it was probably it was either the Rams game or the Baltimore game. So, 11 games, something like that. Yeah.
So that was the best Philadelphia Eagles team any of us have ever seen in our entire lives.
Yep.
Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay.
Well,
so it took
they won a title.
13 weeks.
Yeah.
13 weeks to get excited about that team.
Well,
and you're going right back to the same stuff. It's
different.
Saquon, you're saying like we can't depend on Saquon again. You did that all of last offseason, and that's exactly what we did for the regular season, was just depend on Saquon Barkley. It worked out pretty well.
It did.
And let's not act like our defense does not still have Jalen Carter, Zach Bond, and 3/5 of the secondary that led us to be the best number one defense in the league last year.
It does. So, I'm not saying it doesn't.
But you're like getting very worked up and concerned over players being moved, which happens with every single team that ever wins a Super Bowl.
Okay,
we knew it was coming, and our GM told us to prepare for it.
But that doesn't make it. That doesn't make it good. Do you know what I'm saying? It doesn't make it good. So if Kelee Ringo was good enough to start, why wasn't Kelee Ringo even the backup to Darius Slay last year?
Kelee Ringo is going to be our starter week one.
They don't have any cap space.
Okay, but we have a draft. We just drafted Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean, and they were two of our best corners.
And that'll happen again. We also drafted Devontae Smith, but we also drafted Nelson Aguilar, and we also drafted
Aguilar won a Super Bowl.
Who's the
Rager.
Jalen Rager. J.J. Arcega-Whiteside. Like, for every one that you pick out that is a winner, I can pick out a one that's a loser. I mean, them winning in the draft in the secondary is an anomaly sort of recently. Then it's not like the rule. So you're right. Things can work out. And you're right. I was wrong about them being able to lean on the running game the way that they did last year. But it doesn't mean I'm always going to be wrong.
No, I agree with you there.
Yeah.
But the other thing is, Milton Williams is one of our biggest concerns. Moro Ojomo had a better pass win rate than he did.
Okay.
There it is.
Can I ask you something? Because we all just latch on to the same stuff. If he had a better pass win rate than Milton Williams, why doesn't he have one sack in his entire career if he was winning so many battles on the line?
That I can't answer. That's a great point from you, Spike.
All right, thank you.
Spike, we should get you that.
Yeah, thank you, Chad. Chad, why don't you give us your favorite reality show?
I'm not too much into reality, so I'll go with the girlfriend's favorite. It's Housewives, Real Housewives.
Oh, there you go.
Chad! Don't sit there and watch it.
I lost Chad. I'm sorry.
No, it's all good.
Yeah,
it's all good. He watches it.
Yeah, that's a little bit like...
He's like the girlfriend. I don't watch it, but the girlfriend watches it.
Yeah, it's a little
you're
bit...
watching it with her.
A little bit like being in the car when, I Want It That Way by the Backstreet Boys comes on, and you're like, the wife likes it.
That was a great song.
Now, the funny thing is, in my house, it's the complete opposite. Renee doesn't watch any reality TV.
And you love it.
I'm the reality TV
Are
person.
You a Housewives guy?
Yes.
Okay. I've never seen
Potomac
it.
And Atlanta.
Potomac?
Yeah, Maryland.
How many are there?
It's barely even a city.
Oh, yeah.
So there's Jersey?
Well, it's rich. That's a rich little area down there. There's a lot of money in Potomac.
So there must be L.A., right? Do they have L.A.?
Beverly Hills, yeah.
Beverly Hills, Jersey, Potomac.
New York.
New York, Atlanta. The five?
Yeah.
Real Housewives?
They used to have...
Do they all go at the same time? Or
no, they're in different...
Oh, okay.
Like two of them may be going at the same time, but yeah, they're in different seasons. I don't watch all of them, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Elliot watches all of them.
I don't watch all of them.
Yeah, Elliot
Jersey does. Real Housewives of New Jersey was awesome.
See, I didn't...
That was awesome.
I purposely didn't watch that because Tiki's wife was on it.
Yeah.
And I felt like I shouldn't watch it. I felt like on some level it would be me like snooping in on his email or something.
I watched Jersey over New York. Mob Wives is pretty good too.
Oh, that's another one.
It used to be one, Mob Wives, yeah. And I'm sorry. I just gave away one.
Oh, Mob Wives.
Yeah.
Well, whatever. There's a lot of them. There's a lot of them. And as Ken pointed out, there's ones I haven't even heard of
before.
Oh,
yeah, it's a lot of them.
60 Days In, I haven't even heard of.
That really is a good one. That might be one you might, like, you can catch some of those on YouTube. Like, they got the old shows on YouTube.
All right, coming up next, it is Tuesday. 3 o'clock is coming. And what better time to have Elliot than on a day like
Hopefully
this?
Hopefully he can provide some clarity to what's going on.
Yeah, our cap guy.
Yeah, this cap guy Elliot.
Got cut from his high school soccer team for his grades being too low.
Yeah, he's the cap expert. Yeah. He's just going to press the Howie button when he's general manager. 215-592-9494. Eagles lose C.J. Gardner-Johnson. They lose Josh Sweat. They lose Milton Williams. They probably lose Darius Slay. They lose Isaiah Rodgers. They might lose Mekhi Becton. You're starting to get a little concerned. We just want to find out if you're starting to get a little concerned. Elliot's next, and you. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.